Hello, Boo Commu.
I didn't know who was going to speak, so I thought I would speak. You can speak.
You always do.
Yeah, you can speak. It's fine.
Bossy.
Go on then.
There's potato things that Robert's just been cooking. And he, in his infinite foolishness, thinks I should do a tasting, Boo.
I should say, you know, cooking is a, you know, it covers a multitude of sins. And in this case, it was taking it out of the packet and putting it on a tray.
In the oven.
In the oven.
So you did actually cook it, yeah.
It's sort of true. Waitrose did the mixing. So this is some kind of...
I didn't say you mixed it.
This is some kind of Indian potato-y thing. And, I'll let you describe the shape and stuff of it. I'm serving this in classic, good restaurant style. You have one in the middle of a plate.
Okay. Thank you.
And describe the smell and the feel.
Oh, well, it's round. It's kind of like a little burger.
Yeah, it's a good description.
But only the size of...
A sort of medal.
Yeah, medal or a thing like that.
Probably at half the size of a burger, isn't it? Or maybe a third.
A third, yeah.
A third, okay.
I would think. Not half. No. I think it's a pakora.
Do you?
Because that's what they usually are. Or they can be fried balls.
Fried balls?
Yeah.
Why not?
Couldn't possibly comment.
No. Dirty mind, this thing.
Me?
You.
Well, my followers won't think so.
Will they not?
At all, no.
Is that not why they follow you?
Well, probably.
Mind you, you have to worry about people who follow people.
You follow me.
Well,
it's very spicy.
Yeah. Is it cooked enough?
Ah, well, it's hot. Oh.
It's hot, okay. What, spicy hot or?
Well, both.
Both, okay.
That would probably have gone well with, you know, like those yogurt and cucumber dips you can get.
Yeah. Well, I've got some plain yogurt in the fridge.
Yeah, it might be nice with...
Should I get some?
Yes, please. I'll dip some in, I'm sure that'll be nice. I think they are cooked, yeah.
Okay.
See, yoghurt can go with all kinds of things.
It can.
Not
from honey.
Oh, no. Well, I never know with you.
Deep grapes?
No. Don't want spicy grapes. Well, you can eat them then.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to take the hands-free off now so that people can hear you in the...
I'm sure they can hear me anyway.
More now.
Can they?
Yeah, lucky them.
People, tell us whether you can hear me more. No, nobody says anything. I don't think they can.
You don't believe them?
No.
No. And we're at Robert's house. Well, Robert's flat.
Yeah, it's a house. No, one of my houses.
Oh, yeah, we were listening to an interview on the radio after the Archers with Richard Branson. And he said he was at one of his houses.
Where crackling fire.
Yes. Yeah. What? I interviewed him at one of his houses, but I interviewed him by his crackling fire at one of his houses.
Maybe the cackling fire.
Was it?
Maybe.
Did it make me laugh?
There you go.
Oh, he's put it in a little jarry thing and everything. Was that a cheesecake jar once?
Something, a chocolate mousse jar, I think.
Oh.
One of those goo desserts.
I had a cheesecake in the jar like that.
Yeah.
Look, this is, I'm quite liking this restaurant.
I'm going to try one of these things as well. I might have to borrow a bit of your yogurt.
Well, I won't want it back.
Try it without the yogurt first. Are you still doing?
Yep.
Right, so I have this thing. Which, yeah, it smells of spice, sort of a bit coriander-y. And I'm going to bite into it now. Mmm. That's really very nice.
It is, isn't it?
Mm.
I attempt to dip this in the yogurt without dropping yogurt on you.
It's good with yogurt, isn't it?
Oh, it's very nice, actually.
Robert's just taken a gigantic mouthful now. Yeah, that's what you get for taking too big a mouthful like a greedy pig.
But they're sort of mouth sized. Like, depending on how big your mouth is, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that.
Would you like two more then?
Yes, please. I might stop booing in a moment.
I'm about to get my own supply of yogurt.
Good idea. Thank you.
I don't think I have any more of those dishes, though, because I used one for something else to use last week, I think.
Oh, the butter.
That was it. I don't know where it is, so...
Probably still on the table.
Probably.
With butter in it.
Yeah, probably.
Oh no! Robert, have you got any kitchen roll?
Yep. You're making a mess.
I couldn't have aimed that better if I tried.
On your leg or something?
No.
On the sofa?
No.
On your jumper? Your t-shirt?
No.
Where then? Ah, I think I understand. I can't see you where, but I can guess. You usually have impeccable aim.
Yeah.
So it was on your t-shirt also.
Kind of, but inside it. Oh dear.
Lovely.
Yucky! Oh. And I am still booing, so that's quite funny.
Actually, I was
going
to say, I could find your straw. I probably haven't got one, actually, but...
What, to clean the yoghurt off?
Yeah.
Robert!
You suck it. What? Is that not a good idea?
No.
She's so cutting. I, you know, I come up with a really innovative idea for cleaning.
You're just being rude.
You know. No. I mean, I suggested...
No!
I suggested to Mark, when he dropped a key down his plug hole, I suggested he use a vacuum cleaner to get it out, and hey, presto, it worked.
Yeah, but that was his plug hole, not his boob.
Well, last time I knew, I don't think he had one of those.
Well, probably not. I mean... I don't know, I've not investigated, and I'm not going to, but... Funny.
Nice, this.
Yeah. Oh, it's your foot. Hello, foot.
I should have artistically dribbled the yoghurt around the outside of the plate or something.
Oh, no.
Or a little swirl on top of the potato.
It's yogurt and potato, dude. None of this pretentious shit.
Mind your language, Ms. Dunn.
I was quoting the Hopkins.
You were, it's true.
It's lovely.
Shema, don't know what they're called.
I think they are pecoras.
Oh, no.
I think so.
I thought that was a type of bird.
You're just silly, aren't you?
No. Do you not think it's a type of bird?
What, a pecora?
Yeah. That sounds like a bird.
It doesn't. It sounds like a potato thing.
It sounds like a bird. Oh, he's still booing.
Yes.
Dearest audio boo, put your hands up if you think pecora sounds like a type of bird. Okay, thank you, everybody. And now put your hands up if you think it sounds like a potato thing. And finally, if you wish to abstain, now put your hands up. Well, I think clearly is in favour of the bird.
I think you're clearly crazy.
Yeah.
A bird, indeed. You're very silly.
Somebody's playing with my feet.
Well, your foot.
Well, one of my feet, anyway, yeah.
So barefoot? You've taken your socks off.
Nope.
Haven't you?
Nope.
Oh, no, you haven't. You just felt really cold through the sock.
That's my circulation for you. It's a long way from my heart down to the end of my toes.
True, you're very tall.
You can't expect the blood to make it all that way and still be warm.
I suppose not. Oh, I've got yoghurt on the T-shirt now.
Oh, what a messy thing.
Yes. Messy me.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Messy, messy you.
Oh, you wouldn't dream of being messy, would you?
No, I'm not saying anything, actually. It says he with yoghurt and potato in a very dangerous position. That was nice. I enjoyed that.
You finished it already?
Yep. Not virtually. Just mopping up as much of the yoghurt as I can.
Mopping. You said mopping.
No, I said mopping.
You said mopping.
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 Mopping, like whopping.
Whopping?
No, whopping. As in where the Times is based.
The Times is based there, is they?
Oh, silly. Quite thin yoghurt, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should it be that thin?
I don't know. Is it Greek style?
I thought it was, but maybe I got it wrong.
Maybe you did.
Now I'm just eating yoghurt.
Yeah, don't make the yucky noises, though, eh?
Sorry.
Poor Booville,
I mean. It's a bit difficult when you're licking off your finger.
Well, no, I can do that quietly.
Can you?
Yes.
You do that.
Lick yoghurt off my finger quietly.
Yeah, without okay. Dripping it.
Done.
See, I heard a squeak.
A squeak? Yeah, but at least I didn't go, this is what you did. This is what you did. You went.
I think that's a bit over the top.
No. It's really not. You did it again!
Did what?
That noise!
Didn't hear anything.
Robert! It's horrible!
It's horrible!
It is!
But you try licking it off two fingers without making that noise.
Alright then. Yeah, I only did one before. Alright then. Listening? Right, are you listening to me? That was Robert. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah, you did it again!
No, it was you.
You did it again.
It was definitely you.
It was you.
Audioboo people. Have your buzzers in your hands. No, your buzzards. Sorry, not your buzzers. Have your buzzards in your hands.
Oh, dear. Oh, now, very dear.
If you think it was me, release your buzzard. And if you think it was Fee, keep your buzzard. And if you don't know what on earth we're going on about, now's a good time to switch off, I think.
What on earth you're going on about?
I mean, me. It's you.
I was just eating my potato.
Mm. Now I've got... Oh, no. Yogurt running down my chin. No, cheek, not chin.
Do you cry yogurt?
Cry yogurt?
Well...
Cry me a yogurt.
It's normally tears that run down your chin.
No, I'm getting... It's very runny, this yoghurt.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to eat it. With my finger.
Robert, why don't you just go and get a spoon?
It's probably a better idea, isn't it? It's true.
Yes.
It wouldn't be nearly so fun, though.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, I think so. You see what you do to me. I mean, people can draw their own conclusions. They know what I sounded like before I met you.
Yeah, boring.
And they know what I sound like now.
Interesting and fun.
So I'll let them be the judges, the jury, and the hangman.
What would they sentence you to?
They have to listen to that all day long? I don't know.
To what? Your horrible yogurt.
My horrible
your horrible nugget noises.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a bit of a problem at the moment. Well, one particular one, anyway. I keep on tripping over my tongue and saying the wrong word and transposing letters and I keep on doing it.
Runespising.
That's it. Runespising. Really self-conscious now.
Good.
I'm trying to get as quiet as I can begin.
Shit.
What?
You. It's so funny. You're kissing it. Oh, Robert, that's vile.
Is it also?
That really is yucky. Slurping it.
Yeah, I think it's you who's attributing labels to it.
Terribly uncouth.
I wouldn't do anything like that.
You just did, and it's been recorded.
Yeah, but it was you.
Mm-mm.
What proof have you got?
I think the book of you will believe me. If they know what's good for them.
Sounds like a threat, Bukumi. You can come over to my side. I don't threaten people.
Yet.
Move over here. Then you won't be able to hear me.
Hooray!
Cool.
It's like, from there!
You're from there!
I didn't say there!
Yeah! There!
Aww. I'm so sorry, everyone on Audio Boo, for his disgustingness. Listen to that bird. That's not a bird. It's just you being a tit. And a hyena.
Oh dear, right, what's the next course?
Well, corn for me, I don't know what you're having.
Yeah, steak with spice.
Which, spice
the
steak.
Audio Boo community people, is about the only thing I can find that I have.
Yeah, bless him, he bought me some veggie korma and didn't remember about him.
Easily done. Well, one has to look after one's guests.
Oh, I just made a yucky noise now.
You're just so vile. Ugh.
I know.
That's me making noises.
It wasn't as loud as yours, though.
Was it not?
Nope.
No,
I probably.
Pardon? Try harder next time, then.
Nah.
Right, I'm going to put the korma into the... No, not into the fridge. Into the microwave.
Into the fridge.
It's frozen, so I'm going to put it on for, I think... I'm going to put it for 8 minutes and see what that does.
8?
Yeah, but it's frozen.
I think I'd have tried 6.
Yeah, I think it would normally be 4. Though.
Yeah, but...
Alright. It's a high-powered microphone. No, not a microphone. It's a high-powered microwave. It's a 900 and something watts.
Well, exactly. At least if you try 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sort of defeating my own argument here, aren't I?
Yes.
Clever of me.
It's a high-powered microwave. It'll be really slow.
Yeah.
You're really silly.
Yeah, yeah, that's me. I'm with you here.
Well, if you undercook something, you can cook it a bit more.
You can, but if you can't undo cooking. It's very true.
You can't. Oh, let me move my phone.
Is that your phone?
It's in its little chargey case here.
I see.
Hello, yogurt noisemaker.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name's... What's his name on the Archers?
Who?
Him.
Oh, Matt. Like
Matt. 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 That's it. Pusscat.
Right, Pusscat.
Think you've dropped your keys.
Yeah.
Tickles.
You were tickling my leg.
Was I?
Yeah.
I saw nothing. You're cruel, you are.
You're cruel to audio, but you probably just burst someone's ears.
You were the one doing the tickling.
You tickled first.
And it wasn't on my leg.
Yeah, well, I tried your leg and you didn't laugh. So I had to tickle under your arm. Stop it. Otherwise, you'll know what will happen.
You'll drop yoghurt all over the floor.
Nope.
What?
You'll get tickled again.
You can manage your storage in seconds.
Very good.
I'm being very good. I'm not going to tickle anybody.
Good.
Ever again for the next 2 minutes or so.
Okay.
Is it the time up yet?
No.
No.